This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, the innocence of youth, Tommy.
Yeah.
We remember it fondly.
Mm-hmm.
But it cuts both ways. Because as great as it was being unplugged from all the scary stuff in the world,
Yeah.
It also made us believe some really stupid things. And it turns out some of those rumors never die.
Oh.
Even Kimmy, 25 years after we heard them the first time.
They might be spun a slightly different way, but it's all the same concept. It's all for the same goal.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. If you have not, I encourage you, log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF. Mm-hmm. On YouTube or Twitch, our live stream is up. It is rolling. Watch Tommy in a very special tracksuit Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because you're getting your brown eye checked out.
Getting a little finger blasting. Got to go for my annual physical. And I want to be, I'm figuring, like, this is like the perfect outfit for a physical.
Yeah.
You know, you got to strip down and you got to get dressed.
Sure.
I could be out of this thing in a second.
It's a taint tracksuit, bud.
Oh, it is. And so, I'm ready to go.
So
scrubbed up and ready.
Log out and see what Tommy looks like pre-fingering.
Yeah.
Here on our live stream, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube, Twitch, the Odyssey app at WCMF.com. So the other day, my oldest, she's 14, comes home from school. And we always do like the quick, like, hey, how was everything? Yeah, tell me about it. And I always ask him, anything crazy happening? And she goes, oh, my God. She tells me there was a mix-up in one of her classes. So a teacher was out. The sub that was supposed to be there never showed up.
Sweet.
So the kids are just sitting there in the class. No teacher. So my daughter, I'm like, oh, man, so what happened? So she goes, oh, well, after 15 minutes of not having a teacher, we were allowed to leave.
Well, that's a rule, huh?
Sounds weird, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, what do you
no
mean?
No teacher, you just go, then just what do you wander. Do, walk around?
So that's what she was doing. She was just walking around the school. And I go, wait, that doesn't sound right.
Man, school's changed.
So I go, what teacher told you that? And she goes, oh, no, it's common knowledge.
It is?
If there isn't a teacher in the first 15 minutes, you can leave class and they can't punish you.
Mm.
And I said again, who told you that?
Nobody there, pet. What are they going to do about it?
Well, find you in the hallway when you're walking around. So now I'm trying to tell my 14-year-old, this is not a thing.
Yeah.
And don't ever do this again, please. And she starts to get really pissed off. And she starts going all 14-year-old girl on me. And she tells me, and I quote,
what?
Everyone knows the 15-minute rule. It's international law. It's part of the Geneva Convention.
Wait, the Geneva Convention was like... That was formed like after World War II?
Yes, Stalin, Churchill, and Truman.
So that applies to her school situation.
So Churchill was in on it.
Yeah. Remember what that sounded like?
Ever before. If there's no teacher in class, you can wander the streets. You can wander the halls. You can wander to the cafeteria. Never give up. Never give in. No matter how difficult the task. That is all.
My 14-year-old. Who is a freshman in high school, sincerely believe that the Geneva Convention gave her the legal right to leave class after 15 minutes, Because there was no teacher.
Mm. I mean, I give these kids a little credit. Like, they, you know, implied or they applied history to their thoughts.
No, they didn't, because that's not
like,
history.
We were just like, no, that's a rule, man, just because.
Well, Stalin may have been in on it, too, you know.
What did that sound like?
If a teacher goes missing, you can leave, but do not ask questions about teacher. Teacher will not be coming back. That is all.
My 14-year-old is a bright kid, but I'm not going to lie to you. As I was looking at her, arguing passionately that the Geneva Convention gave her the ability to do this, I was a little bit disappointed. You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
That being said.
But it only takes one kid to sound convincing.
Yes.
And even if you don't really believe it, you're like, let's go with that.
The salesman kid.
And blame it on that kid.
There's always one salesman kid that can just catch you. Yeah, that sounds right, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that being said, it did bring back a wave of nostalgia.
Oh, sure.
Because as much as I was looking at my kid wondering how you could believe this, every single person that can hear this show, when they were in middle and high school, has some weird-ass stuff they were told was the truth because one of their friends told them. Like, Kimmy, I remember the 15-minute rule, but ours was, you can't keep me 15 minutes after class or else you were breaking state law.
Oh, it's kidnapping?
It was holding
entrapment.
No, like it was holding someone without, like, reading their rights or something. That's, like, what everybody told everybody. Like, I remember
hostage.
That rule. Yes. If your teacher tried to hold you 15 minutes past the bell without proper authorization, they could be arrested.
Yeah.
And we 100% believed it in middle school, and no teachers were ever arrested because they wouldn't dare break the law.
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What stupid lie about school did you believe as a kid because somebody told it to you? Kimmy, is there one that sticks out in your head?
Even as a kid, like, I remember thinking, well, I'm still not taking the chance, but he could be right about this. There was a kid in a class. One of the classes I was in was near an exit of the school, and this kid used to just, like, leave sometimes and come back. And his thought was, well, he would tell people, well, if I get caught, I just say, well, I thought I smelled smoke, so I feared for my life. So
ooh,
I'm
like that one now.
So I'm allowed to exit the school if I think there's a fire and I can't get in trouble for it.
So he thought that was just a blanket cover.
But that
I don't
might
even
work.
Know if he thought that.
I smell gas.
Yeah, like he would be like, I just tell them I thought I smelled something, so I left for my safety.
And they say, you smell gas, get out.
Question. You wouldn't alert anybody else at the school?
Well, it might have been my gas.
Off.
Okay.
Yeah. Still very deadly.
Dad,
I had fajitas for dinner last night.
I mean, was there stuff like this when you were a kid, too?
No, they didn't care about your opinion. Like, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I get what you're saying.
Like, I went, especially like military school, like, they didn't listen to anything. They didn't, like, you were just like a thing.
Okay. You know? So you weren't even allowed to make up rules.
Oh, you could. It wasn't going anywhere. You know what I mean? Plus, they could also beat your ass.
It's funny. Like, there are grown-ass people who are listening to this show right now where I'm explaining the 15-minute rule isn't a thing.
And they believe it.
And they still believe it. For example, Molly writes, it's common knowledge for college students. If we did that in high school, though, we would have been in trouble.
Well, college is a different situation.
Caitlin writes, the 15-minute rule has been in use for decades. Used to be able to leave class in college if the professor didn't show up. Not part of the Geneva Convention, though.
Yeah, but what I don't get about college, because I remember kids making the same argument in college, like if you sat there for a while and the professor was late, like they would just leave. But I'm like, but you're paying to be here.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Nobody's actually keeping you here. Like, you're here because you kind of have to be for a class, but nobody... You know, it's not like a rule that you have to be here.
Well, that's actually kind of why I was so pissed at my daughter.
Yeah.
Because I'm also paying for you to be there.
Sure, yeah.
Sit out!
Yeah. But I remember college kids making that argument. Like, okay, but like it's kind of your loss.
You know what's funny about this whole thing?
What's that?
Nobody's ever actually checked to see if this actually isn't a Geneva Convention. Because I don't know what it's in the... Wait, maybe there is a clause.
Why would that be?
Who knows? Maybe like FDR and these guys are all drunk one night. Smoking cigars, and, you know, they wrote some crap down that's actually in there.
252-WCMF, my 14-year-old daughter tells me after school the other day that there was a mix-up. Mm. One of her teachers was out. The sub didn't show up in the class, so her and her class were just sitting there. She's a freshman for, like, no teacher. And after she goes, after 15 minutes, we got to walk around school and leave class. And I go, who told you that? She goes, oh, no, everybody's common now. It's a 15-minute rule. And then I go, no, and I start to be like, don't do that again, please. And she's like, she gets pissed. She goes, it's in the Geneva Convention. They can't keep you. She said it. She's serious.
Yeah.
She believed it. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. For whatever reason, when you are that age in middle or high school, you are told something weird. You believe it. Bob's on CMF. Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
I don't know where she heard this from, but I graduated in 2014, and that was the same rule that I was told.
Oh, on account of Stalin and Churchill.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wait, you didn't hear the Geneva Convention thing, did you?
No. Okay. I don't know where she got that. That's a little excessive. But after 15 minutes, if I wasn't the only one, we were all walking out together.
Oh, yeah. And then you could just wander around aimlessly for the 45 minutes you have left for that period.
We would just go to the gym.
And nobody ever called you on it?
No.
I guess if you
dispersed evenly. It only happened two times.
Okay.
All right. But that sounds like no.
Yeah.
No. Of course. It's too dangerous.
Yes, thank you, especially with the way things are in schools now.
Yeah, man.
Man. Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So, like, as we get back into, like, the stuff we believe.
Yeah.
And that there are things that some people still believe. Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
There was this idea back when we were in school that kids were having these parties that involved suckers.
Oh, they called them all sorts of names, right? Like, there were, like, rainbow parties.
The bracelet parties.
Bracelet party. Like, you name the object, there was a party for it.
And if you're unfamiliar with this idea, whatever the color of the sucker or the bracelet that they were wearing is what the kid was willing to do sexually.
Okay.
And no one was ever invited to these parties.
Mm. No, I know.
But you heard that the kids that you thought were the most promiscuous.
Or kids from, like, other schools did it.
Yeah, always I heard about a parent walking in on one.
Okay. When I bring up there are still people this day who are adults and believe this stuff. You believe this.
I knew a guy that walked in on it.
Oh, you knew a guy that walked in on it?
Walked in on it.
Really? He told you about it?
Told me about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These parties that have never happened once in the history of
the
world.
He found one, bro.
It never
Turns out it was
happened.
In his house.
Never, ever, one time.
His kid.
Did it happen?
His boy was receiving.
Did.
His rainbow colors.
Not. Happened ever? How do you believe that?
I believe it because he told me.
Listen,
I never had kids, so I'd tell you about it. Man, if I was 15, I'd want to go to one of
those
parties.
That's why you want to believe these stories.
Right.
None of it's true. None of it's true. You're either believing it because you think it's cool as a teenager.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
Or you want to besmirch.
I think it's cool now.
Or you don't have any.
Well, I mean, an adult. If I was single.
Like, I never knew any kid that had a first-hand account of it.
Thank
they
you.
They just knew somebody who knew somebody.
Like, it was, I thought it was cool, Kimmy, or you wanted to talk crap about some girl
sure,
or boy
yeah.
that
yeah,
you thought
yeah,
was
like a mean thing to do to somebody.
Skank it around.
Yeah. I am glad to see the school hasn't really changed all that much.
It is amazing.
Like, it's the same crap that just keeps going on. Like, nobody's invented anything new.
What might be the most amazing thing that every kid in middle and high school believed in the 90s and the 2000s just showed up in our Instagram.
What is it?
Perry writes us. And Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Greatest school lie ever told.
What's that?
Marilyn Manson removed his ribs to nob himself.
Yes.
That was a...
But that had nothing to do with school.
I agree. But Kimmy, walk with me here.
Yeah, okay.
That fact
mm-hmm.
was in every
yes.
school in America. Every single middle and high school, kids were talking about it. And what is mind-blowing about this and the 15-minute rule and the sucker parties or whatever?
Yeah.
It is easy for my daughter today to get all kinds of misinformation on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what social media is
like. Yeah.
But Kimmy, back then, we didn't have internet.
No.
No, it was amazing the stuff that was spread around.
Kimmy, how did every school in America, like MTV never did a story about Marilyn Manson nobbing himself taken out of his ribs. There was never a story in Parade magazine.
No,
where
but
that
their
was
stories
there.
Always got around so fast with no internet.
How though?
Just the rumors of celebrities.
What always blew my mind, too, is just, like, the games that you'd play with your friends or the, like, you remember, like, the hand games that had, like, a song that went around, like, went along with them? Like,
yeah.
That was just a word of mouth thing.
You're right.
Like, I don't know where else I would have gotten that as, like, a 10-year-old child that somebody in, you know, California was also doing at my age.
How does that?
Yeah.
It was just a word of mouth, but it's amazing.
I would sit and watch a 2-hour documentary about how that Marilyn Manson rumor ended up in every kid's head in the 90s and 2000s. Like, it's somebody started that, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. There is some, like, 12-year-old kid in 1995 who was like,
his buddy.
Oh, guess what? And he is responsible for it sweeping across every school in America.
Yeah.
Maybe Canada, too. I don't know how they feel about Marilyn Manson nobbing himself with no ribs. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. You know what's funny, too?
What's that?
Like, as we talk about, like, all of this stuff, as we discuss what we were willing to believe as kids and what kids still believe, these random things, it starts to make the misinformation of the internet make more sense.
Oh, yeah. It's just on steroids now.
Yeah, it would be way more believable to your kid now if they're seeing it in writing or a video or picture somebody
I'm not talking kids. I'm talking grown ass people.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No, like, I see what you're saying.
If you were
anybody,
and the amount of it,
right?
Yeah,
because like I think Kimmy hit it on the head. It was something you wanted to believe,
right? You're hearing something you've
and there was
it appeals to you.
Yes, and somebody had just enough like proof in their head, so you were gonna go with it.
Yeah,
and be damned if it's right or not.
And share it with everybody.
252 WCMF 252-9263. My daughter came home from school the other day. There was a mix-up, so there was no teacher in her classroom. They left after 15 minutes.
Cool.
Walked around the hallway, and she said she was allowed to do that after I was like, wait, why you do that? And she got mad at me, and then she said, and she was completely serious, She was allowed to do it because it's in the Geneva Convention. Geneva Convention. And she also knew just enough about the Geneva Convention where I couldn't even be like, you don't even know about the Geneva Convention. Bro,
that's
you do you even Geneva Convention, bro? We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Brian. Brian says, at my school, every teacher that was single or we thought was single that got pregnant was knocked up by a kid who went to the school. They never were, but that's what we always believed.
That makes sense, considering like, the, but yeah, just from what was in the news and the rumors, that would make sense.
Why would that make sense?
Because it feeds your rumors, right? Like, you always knew, like, so I knew this teacher that everybody talked crap on.
You're doing it, man. You're a grown man and you're doing it.
But it turned out we was right.
How do you know?
Because I knew the kid and I know her.
Oh, wait, so you're telling me the kid? And then she eventually came to you and said, oh, yeah, this is true?
Ran into her at a rainbow party.
You've never been invited to a rainbow party in your life.
No, different kind of rainbow party. Look, let's walk through this logic. Yes. You believe that a hot teacher at school was having sex with
students. She was like, it was a very Christian school.
Yeah.
But they fired her.
Okay, and they fired her.
Yeah.
And then one of your friends.
Then she showed up at the grocery store looking kind of skanky.
She was in a bathing suit. You've told this story before.
Yeah.
How was that skanky?
Well, because of the rules and the regulations. But due to the rules.
You live near the beach. Yeah. So then. One of your teenage friends you went to high school with told you he had sex with her.
No. The guy told me he also knew the guy and that he knew.
So it's secondhand.
Yes.
Secondhand.
Yeah.
And to this day,
yes.
As a 65-year-old man, you have not questioned the validity of that story.
No, due to the Geneva Conventions, man.
Holy crap.
But it all fit. When I saw her looking all skanky in the store, I go, yeah, man.
It's what we're talking
about
now.
She laid down and gave that boy some.
It's confirmation bias. You wanted to believe it.
Boy got him some.
Wow.
He got him some Southern some.
Wow.
And there ain't nothing better than some Southern some.
Stop saying one of the worst Chinese dishes you can get.
Yeah, it tastes like chicken.
I'm thinking this probably affected more boys than it did girls.
Oh, yeah.
But just like those dumb challenges that you took on. And I'm sure like there were probably shows that you saw it on too.
Like all the painful challenges?
Yeah, like the painful stuff that you guys did because it was like a challenge or somebody told you it's impossible to do this. So you'd try it. You chug that gallon of milk or whatever.
I am convinced the reason so many guys right now between 35 and 50 have so many injuries.
Yeah.
That didn't show up until men older in previous generations is because we grew up during the Jackass.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That was huge for a little while.
The amount of
Johnny Knoxville still shows up as like a legitimate guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was in a shopping cart. They were throwing cement blocks at him.
Which, by the way, I think he permanently has a catheter.
A lot of them
have lifelong injuries. Yeah.
But, like, we all did that stupid stuff and videotaped it because we were going to be super famous.
But, again, like, you didn't see that on social media. You just you just heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody.
Well, I mean, we saw the Jackass was on TV.
I'm talking, like, even before Jackass.
So there was this thing. All right, I'm going to go super skateboard nerd on
it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys familiar with CKY2K?
Steve KY2K?
Never mind.
Did you say Steve K?
CKY2K. It was a series of videos that Bam Margera and his buddies.
Mm-hmm. He's not doing so well.
No, he's not.
No.
But like I had some buddies that were like really into like skateboarding.
Yeah.
So that's how that was one half of Jackass.
Yeah. Okay.
So like those videos were like being like sent around like the skate community. So like we watched it happen and we're like, oh, we'll do that too.
And it just feeds the beast. Yeah.
So there's no fixing it.
No. Nah. It's gonna get worse.
Don't say that.
I mean, now worse, but
you'll
never get rid of it. It's human nature to believe things I'm going to believe things I want to hear.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But, like, it does feel like we have an opportunity now, Kimmy, that we see as our generation grows up and is susceptible to believing things we want to hear, maybe, just maybe, we get in there early and we shut all this down for the kids now?
That's not going to fix it. You're going to have to go in and rewrite the Geneva Convention, which we need to do. That sucker's old, man. It needs to be updated.
You know who I feel the worst for at a school when it comes to rumors and stories? Everybody always made up a backstory about the janitor.
Oh, yeah.
It's always creepy.
Janitor always had a backstory that generations of kids that went through that school told you about that janitor. No actual evidence to support their theories, but every janitor had a backstory.
You're 100% right. Everyone today should find the address of their former elementary, middle school, and high school janitor and send them an apology gift.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
I can't. Because they're all gone.
How do you know, man?
You think a janitor from my school's around?
He's actually dressed like one to honor that person.
The janitor day.
All right, let's take a break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, the NFL is nothing but drama.
So what happened now?
All right. Bro, this might be... It's a genius move to maybe make six figures real fast.
Wait, six figures?
Yeah, that's what these things go for.
You got to be kidding me.
That being said, it may also be the most dick move in the history of NFL teammates.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We've been following this strange run of stories about NFL rookies and the numbers they want to wear with their new team. Mm. We told you last Monday about Abdul Carter, second overall pick, doesn't matter. Defensive end out of Penn State. He's now a member of the Giants, and he wanted to wear number 56 with New York. Couldn't do that. Lawrence Taylor wore it. He went and asked Lawrence Taylor, and Lawrence Taylor was like, nah.
Yep.
Which is weird because Cam Ward, first overall pick, wanted to wear number 1 with the Titans. That is retired in honor of Warren Moon. Warren Moon showed up at his press conference with a number 1 jersey and bestowed it upon him.
Class move.
So then Phil Sims, former Giants quarterback, wore number 11. That number is retired with the Giants. Mm-hmm. He was asked in a podcast, would you give up that number for Abdul Carter, who wore 11 in college?
Yeah.
Phil Sims said he would be honored to do it. And then we told you the other day how,
psych.
Out of nowhere, he was like, nah, never mind.
Taking it back.
Don't want to do it. We now have a third dick move jersey story.
Okay.
So the Cleveland Browns drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round.
Mm.
All right. And Shedeur Sanders will not be the opening day starter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Shedeur Sanders has a lot of money. Can you Google what he made in the NIL deals he signed between Jackson State?
He's a multimillionaire.
Yeah, well, I mean, he might be like $40, $50 million.
What?
Between endorsements and the NIL money. Yeah, I mean, he straight up endorsed.
Yeah.
So in Cleveland, or excuse me, at Colorado, Shedeur Sanders wore number 2.
Okay.
And in fact, the NFL started selling number 2 Shedeur Sanders jerseys on their website.
Yeah.
Right now, Shedeur Sanders is not wearing number 2.
Okay.
The Browns signed a wide receiver earlier this week, and he is a wide receiver that nobody really knows. His name is DeAndre Carter. He's been on like 6 teams in 7 different years.
Also new to the franchise.
You got it. Brand new. And the way the Browns do it, unless you are a high-priority draft pick, the veterans get to pick their new numbers before the rookies do.
All right.
DeAndre Carter has never worn number 2 in the history of his career in the NFL.
Yep.
He chose number two.
Oh, smart move, man.
He chose number two.
I don't blame him.
So right now,
yeah.
Shedeur Sanders has been assigned the number 12.
Ooh.
But the Cleveland Browns have not gotten together yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if Shedeur Sanders wants to wear number two,
yeah.
one would think he now has to financially negotiate
yep.
with this journeyman.
Yeah, that was a business move.
Well, if I know that kid's worth what you just
okay,
said.
Okay, so he's worth, he earned an estimated $6.5 million in NIL deals.
But that's just, okay, that's all the deals put together?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's worth $6.5 mil.
Good for him, but I'm getting me some.
Okay.
How could you not do that?
Because it's an unbelievably dick move.
I don't care, man.
Tommy.
You gotta get the money. Listen, man, you want that number. Why wouldn't you sell it?
Tommy, this what? Is a brand new teammate. Yeah. He is a high, I mean, granted he was taken in the fifth round. He's still a high-profile player.
Yeah.
People are going to be paying attention to him. And the first thing you do when you show up is pick the number he wanted that you've yeah. never worn before?
He's not a starter, though.
His number, they retired his number two at Colorado before he left.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, this new place you're going.
His logo is a money sign for Sanders with a two over the top of it.
Oh, my God. If you're blinging around like that, and I know who your daddy is, King Bling.
King Bling?
Yeah. I'm getting me some money. You prime time, you pay him. Give me some prime cash, baby. Right there.
I would be out of my... I would hate that guy forever.
Would you think...
The guy that took the number?
Yeah.
So you think less of that guy?
The receiver, yes, I do. Yeah.
What do you think he can get for it?
So the going rate used to be $100,000.
Oh, my God.
But that was like years ago. So there's a really funny story.
Yeah.
I believe it was... going back to the Giants. Everything always ends up with someone yeah. in the Giants being a dick. His name came up this morning. Plaxico Burress.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Former wide receiver for the Giants. He wore number 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy that shot himself in
the leg at the club.
So Jeff Fiegels, I believe it was, he wore number 10. He's yeah. the luckiest man on the planet. He was the punter for the Giants.
Yeah.
He wore number 10. The Giants drafted Eli Manning. Eli Manning wanted 10. He paid Jeff Fiegels for the number.
So what's wrong with that?
He then randomly switched to number 17. Plaxico Burress signs with the Giants. He wanted 17.
So he got paid twice?
Well, he got paid once. Jeff Fiegels, I believe it was Jeff Fiegels, in a story, talks about how he and Plaxico Burress came to an agreement.
All right.
He wanted an outdoor kitchen at his home.
Oh, you go to those fancy ones you
really
see
nice.
With that old Italian guy in the commercials?
You got it. He came to a handshake agreement with Plaxico Burress
yeah.
that he would pay for his outdoor kitchen. So okay. Jeff Fiegels went out.
That could be
out.
A fortune in itself.
He went out. He spared no expense. His wife, he tells the story, you know, marble this
yeah.
and beautiful grill
oh, yeah.
and all this stuff. And they spent a
top
fortune
notch.
On this thing
oh.
out of his own pocket. He then went to Plaxico Burress and was like, okay, when do I get that money? Never paid him.
Wait, he stiffed him?
He never paid him.
That's a dick.
I'll get to him when he gets to it.
Oh, the poor kid.
So he was out. Like,
oh, he could have spent $100,000 in his backyard?
Yeah, he said he was out. And when he's an NFL punter, it's not
yeah.
like he's got,
yeah.
like, you know, tens of millions
yeah, you're not
of
burning
dollars.
Through. Oh, my poor kid.
If I'm Shedeur,
what a story.
If I'm Shedeur Sanders,
yeah.
I'm sticking with 12 out of spite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Because there, is there a Garrett? Who did they sign? They signed a guy that's been around. The who took the number?
DeAndre Carter, wide receiver. Again.
He's like a journeyman.
Is there a guarantee that he makes the team?
No, but here's the problem. And again, we're talking yeah. about this story that happened in Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders, fifth round pick. He's wore number two his whole career. The NFL started selling number two jerseys you could buy online.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Carter, he's been on seven teams in 8 years. He is a journeyman. He signed as a wide receiver. The Browns have a rule that the veterans can pick their numbers before the rookies. He picked number two that Shedeur Sanders wears, even though he's never worn number two in his career. If Shedeur Sanders goes with 12 and intends on switching his number to two before the season starts, they will have already printed 12 jerseys for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And the rule is, if you don't change your number before a predetermined time in the offseason, you have to buy out of pocket all of the jerseys that were printed
oh my God.
From the NFL. With
that
your
could, how what could that be?
So Kirk Cousins,
mm-hmm.
quarterback for the Falcons,
yeah, yeah,
talked
yeah.
about this last year. I'm sorry, I got a lot of weird information.
Yeah, you do.
One of the Falcons wide receivers wore number 8.
Yeah.
He wanted his number 8. The guy was going to give it to him for free.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL said, okay, we can do that. It's going to cost you $500,000.
Half a mil?
To pay for all these jerseys. And both of them were like, nah, forget
yeah,
it.
No kidding.
So Kirk
Who
Cousins
cares?
Wore 18. So, I mean, if he wants to, it could cost him
yeah.
half a mil to switch.
Yeah.
So he'd be stuck with 12.
Not the worst number.
Yeah, but his logo.
There is no bad number. It's funny. It's all just superstition. Yeah. And I guess, what else would it be?
So they have done studies. Right. So my daughter, you know, she plays travel hockey. My 14-year-old who thinks the Geneva Convention allows her to leave class after 15 minutes. She wore number 24 for years.
Yeah.
It's the first time that somebody older than her had that number, so she had to switch.
Yeah.
She's now number 20, and she was kind of disappointed. But I was like, you're lighter now. You're four numbers lighter. There have been studies done where athletes that had numbers that were lower not only look faster, but perform faster.
So they actually did better with the lower number.
Than when they are wearing higher numbers. Oh. It's why wide receivers wanted to switch to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 a couple years ago. Yeah, and the NFL let them do it.
But is that just because people with the higher numbers are generally bigger people?
That was brought up.
So zero has got to be the fastest guy in the league.
Well, I mean, Nyheim Hines was going to be the first Bill to wear it.
But I hear he's pretty quick.
He was till he got hit by that jet ski.
Oh, yeah. That's all down?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.